This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang, and we're here every week to talk about subjects that we think are important and interesting and educational. I just threw that in because we're going to talk about something that has to do with education. So I don't think we do that every week, but this week we are, because as we know, the education of our young people is of paramount importance to not only for our future, but in every way to all of us who live here in Western New York. And we always want to encourage any organization or group that is involved with helping our young people learn in any way. And we want to tell you about it and educate you about what's going on in that, in the field of education. And recently, thanks to my darling daughter, who comes up with great ideas, Robin, for my program now and then, she told me, you should talk to the founder and president and people that are involved with a group called EduKids, because they just announced that somebody is going to get a Woman of Influence Lifetime Achievement Award. I think it was Nancy for, we'll talk to you in a minute, for founding this group. And the point of it is that this group is focuses on education, of course, as I said, and helps young people to get depth and business depth and professionalism and childcare, which childcare, as you know, is one of the most important aspects in the country, in the whole country, one of an issue that has come up time and time again, and in our in not only in our community but everywhere, the quality of it, the quantity, the accessibility. So I can't say enough about how important everything to do with child care is. Well, you probably know that already. Well, this group is going to describe a lot of innovations and professionalism that they have added to the community in that regard. In the studio with us is Lisa Schrapowitz.
It's great to be
here.
Did
I do good?
You did.
Lisa is the Vice President of Operations and Education for EduCare. And also in the studio with us is the person who I love most, because she has the simplest name, Sarah Smith. And Sarah is in charge of marketing and communication manager for the group. So now that we got that part right, first and last names right, we want to start out by welcoming you and asking you if you could tell us what EduKids, it's EDU Kids. What is it? What kind of a group is it, and what do they do?
EduKids is an early childhood education center. We have 15 locations around Western New York, and we were the brainchild of Nancy Ware 30 years ago, who needed high-quality childcare for her children.
Oh, that's how it started. I knew Nancy founded it, but I didn't know that was the reason.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
She looked around, and the only thing she could find was, you know, custodial care and church
crazy
basements.
Church basements.
Yeah, and she wanted something that, you know, really was a little bit more than that and included education. So she called up her friend Kate Dust, who she knew from school, and Kate Dust is the education background behind EduKids, and Nancy is the business behind EduKids, and the two of them built what we now have, 15 centers around Western New York, 30 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's exciting. The idea was that there wasn't anything available, or not much available, that was less than like a babysitting. Is that am I describing
correct
it right? Is that what you're
yeah,
had the idea that there should be something more inclusive than just like having some place, like you said, in somebody's basement or home where they just were babysitting?
Yeah, she really just walked away from her visits very unhappy with everything she saw, and she would not leave her children there. So she came up with the idea of creating, you know, bright spaces and places for them to learn and grow and be loved in a secure facility.
Okay, go. What else?
Well, EduKids definitely takes the guesswork out of finding the best home away from home for your child. We are accredited by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, which is also referred to as NAESE. And it really is a prestigious honor for us to have that. And we really take great pride in it because not only is it a big financial commitment, but it's also an accreditation which stays with us. It's our philosophy. It's our way of life. We live by the accreditation standards in our staffing and in our curriculum development and in our environments and our 15 locations throughout Western New York. It's an accreditation certificate. It's proof that our program is committed to research-based goals for growth and development in physical, social, emotional, language, and motor skills when it comes to young children. And EduKids is primarily for children that are birthed through age 12. So we provide child care from 6:30 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And then we also provide care for school-age children, kindergarten through age 12, for those summer camps and for those times we have winter break coming up, for example, when parents have to work and children are not in elementary schools. So we are an accredited center. What? We are staffed by licensed professionals.
Yep. Okay.
And
All right.
Yeah.
I just want to stop because I have to go back to a couple of things you said rather than just, you know, reading it. We have to go step by step. What does it mean to be accredited? What do you have to do?
Well, like I said, it's a big financial investment.
What does that mean?
That you, in order to be accredited, you do have a monetary fee that you have to pay. It is through Washington, D.C. We do an intensive study in our centers. We have to be open for at least a year. And we compile a portfolio. We do classroom observations. We ensure that equipment is developmentally appropriate. Our staff have to have required credentials that actually go above and beyond what the Office of Child and Family Services, which is our licensing agency.
I was going to ask you who credits you. Is that the answer?
Well, the accreditation comes through NAESE, but long story short, I would have to say accreditation is a step above what we are required to do for our licensing agency, which is the Office of Child and Family Services, when it comes to staffing requirements, environmental considerations, and those other pieces, curriculum pieces, and as I said, staffing. As far as OCFS regulations are concerned, there's like a minimum requirement for education, but we hire certified teachers. We make sure that we also have a CDA program that is sponsored at EduKids.
What's that?
Child Development Associate. So for those staff that are with us that may not have the opportunity to go to college or they're looking to advance themselves and their knowledge in the field of early childhood education, we do a one-year program, which is a it's a certificate program, so that once they have their child development associate, they could be a lead teacher in an infant or a toddler classroom.
Now, how are the classrooms divided up? I mean, how are the classes by age, for example?
They are. We actually arrange the children according to their kindergarten entrance date. So we have infants, which would be birth to 18 months in one classroom. And then we have toddlers, 18 to 36 months. We have three-year-olds, early preschool. And we also have the four-year-olds and universal pre-kindergarten programs, which are affiliated with local school districts throughout Western New York.
Now, you keep reading and hearing that preschool is just is so important. If you don't have like any viable education or a preschool that you go to, you have a the child has a disadvantage for your whole life. I mean, this is what the studies are now showing, that when we were little, I don't know, when I was little, I mean, we just played. I don't know. We didn't go to school till kindergarten, really. I don't know what we did. But now it seems like it makes a big difference if everybody, if anybody does not have that head start,
I guess,
is what I'm trying to say.
There is significant research. You're right, 100%. We find that children that are with us at EduKids are more socially ready. They understand how to, you know, be independent, but also how to function in a group, a large group of children. You know, it's important to know your ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, but if you don't know how to sit on a circle and go potty and all those other pieces,
there are certain basics.
All those pieces, yep, the basics. So definitely children, we always get comments from teachers that are in kindergarten classrooms that are in the school districts we're affiliated with, and they say, we can tell that you were an educate because they are socially ready and academically ready for kindergarten.
And it, as you said, as you pointed out, it wasn't being done before. I mean, there was no place really that kids mm-hmm. could go and get this kind of a preschool atmosphere. Now, you talk about the development, the child development. You have, like, certain standards that they have to meet at certain ages?
We definitely look at the ages and stages of the children, where they're at, what their interests are, and that's how we plan our curriculum. We don't have a cookie-cutter curriculum. As I said, that we hire teachers that are creative. They do look at where the children are at and what they're interested in, and we use a thematic approach.
Thematic?
Thematic, yeah. We do a variety of themes that are relatable to the children and what's going on in their lives, like family, shapes, colors, harvest, winter seasons, things like that. And then that would be the weekly theme, and then they'd have different activities that are created around that theme, like stories, art activities, cooking experiences, literacy, language, music and movement, gross motor activities, field trips, everything arranged around the theme that they may be working on for that week or two.
It's, I wish I could come myself.
Am I too old?
It makes it sound like so much fun.
It is a really happy place to be, and it's a home away from home. And it's a fun job, and people that work at EduKids are truly dedicated, and they are warm and nurturing, and they love the children. And they also understand, you know, where they're at developmentally, and they have experiences that are appropriate for the children in our care.
Now, are there certain guidelines to accept who can become, what children can be in EduKids? Do you have any requirements or?
Basically, as far as regulations, we follow OCFS regulations. Office of Child and Family
that
Services.
You said before. Yeah.
One of the things that has come up is that we do have to make sure that the children that are with us are immunized. So we also have required paperwork that they need to fill out. You know, the big thing is, you know, we have limited spaces. A classroom can only have 8 babies, and in a lot of our locations, we'd love to take everybody, but we're just, you know, full to the brim. So, you know, we definitely enjoy having everyone with us. Unfortunately, according to OCFS, we are limited to the number of children we can have per age group in each classroom.
There are a lot of requirements as far as not just what you just said, the amount of children, but health, safety requirements that have to be followed as well, I assume.
Yes, that's correct. There are.
And they're probably complicated. I mean, I think, especially being accredited, that they have to, not just the amount of children, but like that there's nothing that pokes them in the eye that you can fall over that I can't think of, you know.
Oh, exactly. We want to make sure that all of our equipment is safe and there's no sharp edges and dangling cords and things like that. Toys are in good repair. Equipment's in great repair. Another thing that we pride ourselves in at EduKids is that our staff are certified in CPR and first aid. So we're always on the lookout for the best interests of our kids, no matter where they are, inside and outside of the building. And we do a ton of training with our staff to ensure that they're on top of the latest trends in early childhood education and health and safety issues as well.
Do those trends keep changing? I mean, have they changed since you've been in the business or since you've been involved?
I'd have to say, you know, there's... bottom line, there's, you know, good practice.
There's basic.
There are developmentally appropriate practices that are basic for the field of early childhood. Some things that do change are the requirements for the school districts that we work with when we have the universal pre-kindergarten programs housed in our centers. According to the requirements for UPK grants, state and federal, there has to be a 10% community-based organization in addition to the school districts offering UPK in the communities. So, you know, we definitely do keep up with what the requirements are for the districts in our universal pre-kindergarten classrooms so that when the kids go to that that school for kindergarten, they will be in line with what the expectations are.
In case you just tuned in today, you are listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And today we are talking about a group known as EduKids, and we are discussing education for young people, particularly preschool education, but actually, as you said, all the way up to 12th grade.
I'm
12 years old. I'm sorry. And Sarah Smith is with us, who's a marketing and communication manager, and we're talking to Lisa Schrapowitz.
Schrapowitz.
And I got Lisa right, too.
I actually used to be a Smith, too.
Vice
so.
President. Oh, well, you should have.
That would have been easier.
I was just going to say, do you regret that? Lisa is the Vice President of Operations and Education with the group. We were talking about a while ago the fact that there's a new program that you wanted me to, which I wanted to ask you about, Powered by EduKids Children's Academy. And I wanted to know, what does that mean?
Well, actually, EduKids are recently took over two new centers in that makes number 14 and 15 for EduKids in the Buffalo Promise neighborhood. So we refer to them as Buffalo Promise Neighborhood Children's Academy by EduKids, and we have one on Girard Place in Buffalo, and there's also one on Bailey Avenue in Buffalo, and they're both in the 14215 district. And the preface of these centers is to ensure that children are going from cradle to college to career, and early childhood education is the foundation for all of this. So Buffalo Promise Neighborhood is a tuition-free program for early childhood, and EduKids runs the two centers for infants all the way up to age 4, and they have to live within the Buffalo Promise Neighborhood footprint. And then we also offer families a lot of programs to help them as far as housing, schooling, finances, et cetera. So it's not only a program that benefits the children, but it also benefits the family as a whole. And we work along with Westminster Community Charter School and Highgate Heights Elementary School, and they are also part of the Buffalo Promise neighborhood. So the children start with us at EduKids at the Children's Academy, and we are the feeder for the charter schools. So it's a unique public-private partnership that supports academic achievement and healthy development for the families, and really it's a sustainable neighborhood revitalization program.
I was going to say, the theory of this is what? It's to get people who ordinarily wouldn't have access to early childhood or any of these other benefits that you're talking about.
Right, correct. You know, we actually serve 230 students and their families. So that's a great
opportunity. When did this start?
Opportunity.
Did this just start? Sarah? you seem to know.
So I was just looking to see.
We've
been around
the
about
first
3 years.
The first one opened about 3 years ago, and the Girard Place Center just opened this past October. So that's
pretty recent.
Yeah.
It's pretty recent, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this was a program that was thought of by who? I mean,
one of our biggest partners is M&T Bank. Also, we had a partnership with Oshai Foundation. So it's definitely a tremendous endeavor that is working closely with the community and a lot of members in the community to make sure that the 14215 district is getting empowered.
And they didn't have anything in that area before, this district, prior to this. Or very little.
They did. You know. I believe Head Start was in there, mm-hmm. and also some family-based child care centers. But we are so delighted and thrilled to be part of this endeavor.
Now, again, is this sort of reiterating what we said at the beginning, going along with the new, I think, pretty new theory that the sooner, the earlier that a child gets socialized, gets some kind of a education, the better it is in the long run.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And it's never too soon. Is that basically what, you know, the new theory is, the best practices are?
Absolutely. I can't say enough about they are surrounded by constant language of the other adults that are in the center, the teachers, the director. We also have the M&T partners, especially at the BPN and Girard Place locations. It's just, we feel like all these children belong to us. And, it does take a village, absolutely.
Is there anything I didn't ask you or we didn't say that you wanted to, when you were reading at the beginning, do we cover everything that you were reading?
I think we did.
One way or another.
Yeah, so okay, as I said, we do have 15 locations throughout Western New York. We're in the North Towns, the South Towns, and in the city. We also run a corporate location at Rich Products.
Oh, that's a good thing to bring up. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we are there for the families. It's a corporate location so that people from the community can't come in, but those that are related to employees at Rich's can bring their children, grandchildren, etc. to the center. And it's right on site. It's so nice for the families to come down. They can have lunch with the kids and participate in various activities and parties and things like that. So we're thrilled to be part of that as well.
Now, on the 15 locations, we kind of concentrated on the new ones in the district, the zip code that you were referring to.
14215.
But where are some of the others?
We started 30 years ago in Orchard Park, and we were in Orchard Park and Hamburg and West Seneca and Lancaster. So those were our first four down in the South Towns.
Now we're
pretty much everywhere. We have one on Hurdle Avenue. We are in Williamsville, Cross Point Parkway in Clarence. We have two in Cheektowaga, one on French Road, and one in Maryvale.
So
we're all over now.
The whole of Western New York. Everybody that's listening there to me here to On Target is not too far from a location. Now, when you say that located, is it like, are each of them different kind of facility, or do they have a lot of similarities?
They have a lot of similarities. We have kind of our standard building that we like to, you know, when you walk in immediately, you see the director. So she is right there in the center of the action, so she can keep an eye and ear on everything that's going on. So some of them look a little different than others. Most of the buildings are Educate buildings that we own. Some we are in existing buildings. So those will look a little different than the newer ones.
I agree with Sarah. I have to say they all have their own flavor, but you definitely know that you're in an Educate's building.
There's something that you need that needs to be uniform. Maybe the materials that are used, the activities, the equipment, I guess I'm trying to say.
Correct, yeah. You'll definitely see child-sized equipment, little chairs, little potties, or toilets, and everything is child-sized. It's child-sized, it's child-friendly. We definitely equip the rooms similarly across the board. All of them have some standards in place. For example, all of the classrooms have schedules throughout the day. All of the classrooms and all of the centers, all teachers from infants all the way up to school age, complete lesson plans, and the directors check the lesson plans. We have education specialists in place for infants and toddlers. Shout out to Julie Beal, and also to our preschool and school age program, Jen Marino. I know you're out there listening. So they come out and they ensure that the correct curriculum is in place, the environments look as they should. They assist teachers with classroom management and activities and things like that.
So it's nice because each building is not its own individual building. There is a business
uniform.
Office, and there are people, you know, above the directors that if they need assistance, they can call, and there's a whole team of us that can jump into action and come help.
Yeah, that's the great thing about working at EduKids. We're not on, although we have 15 centers, we're not all on our own little island. We work together, we network together, and we really are a family.
And there is, some part is uniform and some part is individualized, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, kind of the backbone, the framework of EduKids is the same across the board, but each building, each location has its own distinct, personality. Kind of that of the community around them, of the children that come into it, and of the teachers that are there as well. We like having our, some of the teachers live a little closer there so that when we do have some of those Buffalo snowstorms, we can still get into work and we're not driving from Williamsville to Hamburg.
Oh, that would be good because that's a time when school is closed, for example, or something, and they really need, and if a parent has to go to work.
The reality is, unfortunately, we'd all love to take a snow day, but there are those of us who can't.
No.
Right.
So we need to be open. Yeah, we need to be open for those families who need a place for their child to go.
There's an ad like that. I don't know what it's a commercial for, but like it basically, parents never have a snow day.
Yeah.
There's no snow day for parents.
They don't have snow days and they don't have sick days.
Sick days. Yes, right. All right. So now, in case anyone would like further information to contact you, to reach you, what is all the magic email
website
and internet and
website?
Absolutely.
Our website is EduKids Inc. It's edukidsinc.com. You can take a virtual tour right on our website, and you can also click on the link to visit any of our centers. We'd be happy to give anybody a tour. Come on into any of those centers, and we'll take you around and tell you more about EduKids in person.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And as I said, one of our favorite and most important subjects is education, and we care about our young people and what's going to happen to them in the future, and they are the future of us here in all of Western New York. So thanks so much for sharing this information with us, and thanks for listening, everybody. Please come again next week and listen to me next week on Target. Have a good week, and goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.